The next patient is Anna Anglero, A-N-N-A-A-N-G-L-R-O. Last name, A-N-G-L-E-R-O, Anglero. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. During this visit, we noticed that the patient has lost kidney function. And after talking to her, there is evidence that she is not feeling well. She's feeling weak, tired, and the patient has been changed some medications, and it seems to me that the patient is not taking the medications as prescribed. For some reason, she went to the primary care physician and adjustments were done. I don't have very clear the kind of adjustments that were done. What I know is that with the prescription that we had in the past, the blood pressure was very well controlled. Today, the kidney function is as follows. Serum creatinine in 2.1, and this was done on March 26, 2024. The BUN was 54, the estimated GFR was 23. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is 764. That is significant albuminuria, that is a major concern. At this point, what we are going to do is put her back on the medications that she was taking. I gave a written prescription and the way to take these medications. And keep a blood pressure log, take the clonidine only if the systolic blood pressure is above 150 every 8 hours PRN. Following number. The patient has essential thrombocytosis. And she has been treated with the administration of anagrelide, A-N-A-G-R-E-L-I-D-E. The hydroxyurea was stopped. Whether or not the patient has side effects to this medication is unknown. She has an appointment to see the hematologist. Following number, the patient has anemia that has remained without a further deterioration. The hemoglobin is 10.1, and this patient, as mentioned before, is followed by the hematologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol is 144, the HDL 42, the LDL 74, triglycerides 186. These numbers are acceptable. Following over hypertension during the hospital, during the office visit, the blood pressure was under control. Following over hyperuricemia that has to be reevaluated, and the patient seems to have osteoporosis. This is a case in which the patient has to be treated with a plant-based diet with low salt and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. We emphasize that, and we are going to see the patient rather soon in order to give an adequate follow-up.